Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today? Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Tasia. I'm calling from Best Buy on behalf of a customer by the name of Miss Renee Robinson. She had a dishwasher installation with you guys this past Monday, the 16th. She's saying she's having issues with the dishwasher. We're not sure if it's something with installation. I tried to redo the appointment on my end so that same team can come back out and look at the dishwasher. Unfortunately, I'm not able to do that. So I'm trying to reach out to you guys to see if there's a redo that you guys can schedule with her, if that's something we would have to do on Best Buy's end.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yes, sir. The phone number is 617-901-4601.
Okay, 617-901-4601.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And what is the issue that the customer has reported with the dishwasher?
The dishwasher, she's saying it's not working. I asked if the technicians were able to do a demo run. She said, yes, it was working fine. Yesterday, it was working fine. Monday, after they installed it. But today, for some reason, she said it's not wanting to work, and she's not sure what's going on.
Did she provide any further information, or does it's just not working?
It's just not. It won't turn on is what she stated.
Okay.
And she wasn't sure if it's something with the dishwasher itself or the installation, so she's requesting that someone come back out, and then maybe we could talk about a replacement if they can't figure out what's going on.
Okay. And the system is still searching for the customer's order?
No problem. I have a FMS number, maybe, if that's helpful for you.
Oh, I should be able to locate the order with the phone number while the system, and the system is searching, and I apologize for the delay.
Okay, no problem. No problem. No problem.
Okay, let's see here. And this order is for Renee Robinson at 17 Troll Street, Dorchester, Massachusetts, 02125. Primary phone,
yes,
617-901-4601, with an email of rbomolade@gmail.com. Is this correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Thank you. And I see that the customer is scheduled for a water line installation service for the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So our guys are going to be going out there on the 24th, but I would need to create a service call order on the... So let's see here.
Now, I can join Miss Renee in to see if she would like to have everything take place on one appointment so that way she's not having multiples. If that's something, you know, if that's something she would like, I can check in with her to find out that information if you just allow me a moment.
Sure.
All right, one moment, please. Hi, Mal. So, yes, Miss Renee said that she is okay for them to come out on the 24th to look at the dishwasher. As long as you know everything could be done on that day, she's okay with that.
Okay. Let's see here.
Where are they? Where are they?
Well, thank you for your patience.
No problem. You're welcome. Okay, chill out, please. I'm still working. Just give me another hour and we'll be done. Thank you, girl. Yes, thank you.
And it won't be, well, I was going to say it won't be too much longer now, but, well, really, we really won't, but I've still got to transpose the customer's information onto the service call order that I'm creating.
Oh, no, not saying for you. Not sorry. I'm saying for
No.
My work time.
It's okay. Yeah, no, I was just giving you an update in regards to, I'm technically not supposed to let 30 seconds of silence occur on the line. So,
I definitely understand, We're the same way, but sometimes it's there. You can't avoid that dead air is what we call it. Sometimes you can't help it, especially when you're trying to multitask. Some people aren't really good at that. So I have no problem. I was just letting her know I'm almost finished with my work shift for the day. I have about another 45 more minutes. That's what I was
very nice.
Her.
Very nice.
Yeah, she's rough.
And let's see here. Yeah, the next available day is May 24th, so I'll just go ahead and schedule it for that day. Since the texts are going out to the residents that day anyway, that would be the best thing to do.
Okay.
Let's see here. And I'm just waiting on the database.
All right, no problem. Take your time. Thank you so much for your assistance.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Go get your tablet. If you allow me one moment, Miles, I'm going to check in with Miss Renee, okay?
No problem at all.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm back.
Okay, welcome back. It won't be too much longer now. Okay, so I've sent the email over to the installation office. So everything that I needed to do has been done on my end. The customer can look forward to a call in the afternoon or evening hours on the 23rd with their time frame for Tuesday the 24th. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, sir. That will be all.
Okay. Then I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope you have a good night.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.